This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Now. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.realside.com, where you can join a chat room, talk about the show, and see what other people are saying. Our guest for the next hour is going to be the fantastic John LaRosa of Four Tier Strategies. And I tried to have him on last time I guest hosted, but we were having some technical difficulties, and I did not do justice to the excellent information that John has about candidates, campaigns, election, what not to do, what to do, etc. So given that we are really, truly gearing up for the election come November, I wanted to have John on and talk to us about these things. So if you know candidates, or if you are a candidate, or if you know about campaigns or volunteer, you can maybe help them out or direct them to the experts like Four-Tier Strategies to get the proper information to help win. So thank you, John, for coming on again. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you having me back, and I'm glad that my 38-second segment last time didn't kill your ratings.
I was reading.
You're still on.
I was right. I was asked back, right? It was one of the things I saw you had, you know, I was doing it while you were supposed to be on your segment. I was talking about the 10 questions to ask before running for office, and they're brilliant, and it's not the same coming from me as it is from you, who is the actual consultant and expert. But why don't you start? Why don't you tell me what it is that you do as Four-Tier Strategies so that people understand where your expertise is from?
Well, Four-Tier is essentially one-stop shopping for all things political and some of the things we don't specialize in. We're fortunate enough to have strategic partners who do. So if you call us first, not only will we ask you a lot of questions to get you thinking the right way about your campaign, avoid a lot of unforced errors, but we can actually help put together campaign plans. We can put together groups of people that will help everything from graphic design to video to digital to social media. But we're probably best known for our work in website design on the Nation Builder platform. And you can have Brad Marston on, my business partner, to talk all about Nation Builder in another segment.
Mm-hmm.
And the digital strategy, because it makes no sense to have a great website if you can't drive any traffic to it.
Right.
That way you'd be like a brochure in a closet, which isn't very helpful. kind of a waste of donors' money. I'm from a business background, and I did business coaching, and I did sales coaching, and I did all sorts of things. Banking, I was a vendor at Fenway Park, but that has nothing to do with this, but that was my first job ever. I put together some big picture questions for candidates, preferably before they even announced before they say they're doing it, helping them decide whether they want to run for office. And I put together this blog post, which is essentially a marketing tease because we ask a lot more questions than 10. But the one you're talking about is 10 questions asked before running for office. And they're common sense if you think about it, but a lot of people don't. They just run because they're mad at something. They're mad at the incumbent. They think they're right on the issues. They have no idea how to be a candidate, but they're going to run because they're fired up and they're not yet, you know, corrupted by the D.C. swamp and blah, blah, blah. And they want to get right in there, and they want to run their own social media, and they want to do everything, and they're just going to pound doors, and they're going to run a grassroots campaign and not spend any money at all because they don't have to because they're so right on the issues, and they all lose. All right. Of them. So what I'm trying to do, what Brad and I have been trying to do for a long time, we started in about late 2010, 2011, our first client, as you know, our first client as a company was Herman Cain for president. We've both been doing stuff separately, but when we formed our company, we ended up hooking up with Herman Cain's campaign. So if people heard Herman Cain online, we might have had something to do with that. He had a lot more to do with that than we did. But generally speaking, from the startup, quote unquote, grassroots, which I always say SIC afterwards, campaigns, the underfunded, not yet well-known candidates, we've been working with a lot of them to try to give them some direction that the big guys spend a lot of money for. We try to give good, solid candidates, people who can earn the voters' trust, who will be solid on the issues, but will also listen to advice from people who have done this before. That would be great. And also be able to afford to pay us for our time. That's another big problem. So that goes to the 10 questions to ask before running for office. I don't know if you want to go through some of them on the call or how you want to go about doing that.
No, absolutely. You know what? We're going to be hitting a break in a couple minutes, so why don't we go through some on the break? But maybe you can talk a little bit about how you got started in this. Like you said, break's coming up. This is what Joe does to me all the time. Ask the question, then I can't answer it.
Okay.
We'll be back after the break. Okay, we'll be back after the break, and I want to find out about what got John started, and we'll also discuss the 10 questions, because those are some really, really good questions, and lots of people don't think about them. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
I am not Joe Messina. I am guest hosting for Joe tonight. I am Kimberly Marin. You usually hear me on Monday nights when I'm on with Joe on a regular basis, talking everything national politics and current events. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check us out on the website, in the chat room where the show's going on, or Facebook, and see what other people are saying. I am here talking with John LaRosa of Four-Tier Strategies. Thank you again, John, for coming on the show. And one of the things we were talking about were the 10 questions to ask before running for office. Because, you know, everybody knows you want good people to run for office, and sometimes you can have a great candidate, but their campaign is clueless and they don't know how to do anything. They know how to be a good candidate. They just don't know how to do all these massive amounts of other stuff that are required. So do you want to talk about some of the 10 questions that you have on your blog, on your site, that are really actually super important for candidates to understand?
Sure, we can talk about that. And just with the little disclaimer, we ask a lot of questions, and in fact, when we meet with candidates to determine whether we want to work with them or not, we actually send them a questionnaire that's candidate-specific, race-specific, specific to their race, their district, et cetera, which sometimes includes 50 or more questions. But there are some basic questions that I think especially first-time candidates should be asking themselves before they decide to run. And the first question is why? It sounds basic, but you need to answer honestly. Are you running because you like to help people? Probably you should volunteer for charity. But your public answer should be compelling. And your private motivation needs to be both noble and sincere. And we don't want people running for office that just like to spend other people's money to feel good about themselves. That's probably, we need fewer of those people. So why are you really running? And you really have to craft the answer, put quite a bit of thought into it, because you're going to be asked frequently during the campaign, especially if you're doing debates or you're getting interviews. People are going to say, so why are you running? And you would be surprised at how many people just stumble over that and have no real compelling wow. You know, what's your wow? What makes you different, special, unique? Why would someone donate to you, work for you, you know, just invest their time and treasure to help you? What makes you something special? And is it someone who listens? Is it someone who, what is the key value proposition that you're going to push throughout the campaign? Generally, we like the rule of threes. Give them three good reasons. There might be more, and you can adapt it. And you have to have an elevator speech at some point, right? So I know that those sound really basic, but the first thing people are going to want to know is why you're running and why should I care? You know, why? So that
right.
It may take some time to work through that. And I think we tell people, this isn't in the blog, but we tell people to practice with, you know, your friends and neighbors, if they'll take some time with you and say, hey, you know, put together a 30-second pitch, put together a 3-minute pitch, put together a 5-minute pitch. And the why you has to be in there somehow. There's got to be some good, compelling reasons that people will actually, be persuaded by. It should be something that, if someone gave you the same speech, would you go, wow? Or would you go, whatever, I've heard this a million times before. So that's the first thing. But before that, I have this as the second thing. But before that, is your spouse or significant other on board with the idea? Politics can get nasty. It's time intensive. If you're doing it right, you're out at events all the time. You're knocking doors, shaking hands, meeting people. It's a drain on families. So they should be good. They should be very important to your political campaign. If you don't put your family first, we don't really want you as a client. But if your spouse or significant other is on board, and they will be, it seems to me anyway, that they will be or could be your most compelling and persuasive salesperson. And so get them on board, and also you don't want to end up sleeping on the couch. So, you know, just make sure they're on board. It's probably a good idea. And that goes to the third one, would your next-door neighbor support you? And, you know, some people have crazy neighbors, so let's go around the block.
We'll ignore those neighbors, yeah.
We have some crazy neighbors around here. But if you can't persuade the people who know you best, you're not likely to persuade total strangers. So I say in the blog post, reach out, make friends close to home, ask for their input, and make them feel like they're part of your team before you even have a team. And if you play your cards right, these folks will ultimately join your family members as some of your most loyal and active supporters. So, those are three things. Sometimes people skip right over them. And you would think they were common sense, but they skip over them and problems develop because they skipped over them.
Right. So. I've seen some of that in local elections where wives weren't very thrilled about a husband running, and it was obvious.
Yeah, and how many votes did that get? Did people, if it's that obvious, people are going to believe, all right, the spouse doesn't even like
it. Yeah, the spouse doesn't she'd vote. Yeah, exactly. It was bad. Yeah, it's bad. But as you and I know, it's especially in local elections, but across the country, politicians are just regular people. I know people like to put them up on a pedestal, and sometimes they like to put themselves up there. But politicians are just regular people who started out like any one of us listening to this or talking about this. And at one point, they decided they wanted to go into politics. Some good, some not so good. But it's just regular people, so this isn't like out of the ordinary for just a regular person to want to get into this and run for office, right? Correct.
There are lots of regular people who run, and some of them become really good candidates. And what I would advise them to do is not to micromanage their campaign. I always say, do you know what you don't know? And that's sometimes a trick question, but I hear the music coming in. Is that another break?
Yep. We will be going on a break.
Okay, we can talk about that afterwards.
Yes, we will. We'll be back from the break, and we'll continue this discussion with John LaRosa. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After coming under criticism for his performance in Helsinki, President Trump now says he agrees with the U.S. intelligence conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. And during a CBS interview, he says he told Vladimir Putin the interference had to end. He was asked if he holds Putin responsible for the interference.
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country.
As for his confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies,
I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future, because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in.
There's another demonstration outside the White House with people protesting what they say is the president's treasonous behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Okay, you're on, Tim. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe tonight. We are joined by the fabulous John LaRosa, who knows everything from A to Z about running campaigns, and if he doesn't know it, he knows someone who does. So, John, we were talking about on the break, I forget what we were talking about at the end of the break. We were talking about the 10 questions, but then we moved on. Pardon?
Someone had a question in your chat room.
See, this is what happens. Yes, about running for, this is what happens. I distracted by squirrels. What advice would you give to someone for who's running for local office, like maybe their town council or school board or something like that?
My advice would be to read the blog post, because it applies to local offices, and it applies to if you're running for Congress, U.S. Senate, doesn't matter. These are really basic questions that especially work for local office, because they're so basic. As we get to higher offices, we ask more detailed questions, and then we get into policy, and we get into open-ended polling and all sorts of stuff. But this is as 101 level as you get, and it works for local candidates. In terms of how do you think about running a campaign before you announce, this is key, before you announce, after you've messed up your campaign, there may not be much we can do for you. So let's not mess it up. Let's start at the beginning and start with some of the basic questions. And the gentleman in the chat room would like to contact us, he can contact us at the website, and we can get into more detail with them individually.
And there's every local type of campaign or election is different across the country. I mean, I know some places it's just a matter of, you know, smaller towns, say like in New Hampshire, it's just a matter of getting out, talking to voters, getting the word out about you. But then other places, like in, say, California, they're spending big money, and you really have to have, you know, a website and all these other things as if you're a federal candidate. So your local elections also vary depending on where you are, as far as how much you have, how far you have to go with money, et cetera.
These fundamentals don't really vary.
No, no, your 10 questions are perfect for anywhere.
As general as possible, that would apply to everything. And part of that is a marketing tease, so people will call us and say, hey, I have some questions. But the other part of that is we run into so many upstart, I'm full of emotion here and I really want to run and, you know, I can't sit back and watch these people do this to the country or to the city or to the town. I've had enough. I'm going to run. That's it. My decision is fine. I'm going to run. And some of them could be, you know, your local plumber. In fact, I know Joe the plumber, but your local plumber, you're just a regular guy, you know, or a regular person. You just running because that something has triggered them, and not in our liberal friends' way, but just got the man enough to say, I've got to do something about it. So, okay, how do you start? You start with some of these bigger picture questions and then filter down into like the specifics, because at four tier, what we're trying to do is emphasize strategy before tactics. Once people say, oh, I need a Facebook page. I got to put up a Facebook page. Do you have a website? No. Do you have anything to put on the website? No. Do you have any? Well, so there's kind of an order to things that local and a lot of first-time candidates, even for higher office, don't know. And that gets us back to the list of things that I asked, but in the blog post, but you know, most people want to run, and then number four on the list is, can you afford it? And with very few exceptions, successful candidates view their political campaigns as full-time endeavors. Can you survive for a year or more without income? Do you have any seed money? Can you take a leave of absence for your job? So that's one question to ask, because before you even start raising money, you've got to think about what kind of toll it's going to take on your family, and it could be a big one. And then comes the next one, which is, have you recruited a fundraising chairperson? You know, without money, most campaigns flounder, regardless of the resume, policy positions, charisma, everything. Without money, you can't hire me or my business partner or both of us. And you can't buy a sign. You can't do anything really without money. So you've got to get a fundraising chair who will be committed to getting a fundraising committee for you. They should agree to raise a predetermined amount and recruit at least 10 other people, say for a local campaign, to be on a finance committee. This is the most important sell you're going to make after your spouse, because nothing, unfortunately, happens without money. If you can't close the deal on a finance chairperson, you shouldn't run. So there, I just saved you a lot of time and effort. Go get a finance chair. All of our friends in the business, the people we would refer business to, stuff we don't do ourselves, like our friend Christy Waters is a great graphic designer. Right, so we then generally farm out some business to Christy. Well, she doesn't work for free. Yay, capitalism. Yep. we know printers, we know pollsters, we know, one of the top filmmakers in the country we work with frequently is Chris Burgard, who was Herman Cain's film guy. Chris charges money, but you need good content, especially video content, if you're going to drive traffic to your site. And once they get to the site, you need to capture and analyze and utilize the data effectively. Most people don't know how to do any of that. And it's really basic stuff in the 21st century when you're running for office, even local office. So, it's tough. It's not, people think it's easy. Well, that's schmuck one. How hard could it be? Well, it's kind of hard. So if you're not ready to let go delegate some things. And I always say candidates should raise money, meet voters, secure support. Everything else should be delegated.
Right. Right. And that's, I think that's what most people kind of forget, is that you have everybody else do all these other things so you can focus on your candidacy, right?
You can, and you have to focus on the job of a candidate. There's a very simple, raise money, meet voters, secure votes. That, in a nutshell, is the job of a candidate. And most, you know, most people don't know that, don't want to know that. They're smart in whatever field they're in, so they think they can do this because they look at the people in office and say, wow, I could do better than that. Well, people in office, one, have money, especially the incumbents, and two, they, with that money, they're able to hire people to do what they need to do to win elections. So that's one of the problems with our conservative friends who are trying to, quote-unquote, drain the swamp, and they want to run that grassroots campaign, and they're fiscal conservatives, and in their mind, fiscal conservatives means don't spend money. And so that's a big problem, and they get in their own way sometimes with that mindset.
Right, because someone could be a great candidate, but they're not running their campaign or leaving the running of the campaign to the actual experts.
Right. I mean, you can still be involved and have conversations with the experts. It's not like, okay, you will say nothing that we don't tell you to say.
Right.
Be yourself. You can still go out, meet the people you need to meet, schmooze, be your own person. It's not like you're trying to create robots to do the same thing over and over again. But, I've had people say, I know nothing about digital strategy, so I'm going to buy a billboard on Route 95. And it's like, okay, not only did you sign a contract saying that you were going to spend X amount on digital ads, which you have just breached, but what makes you an expert on political advertising?
Right.
Why in God's name do you want a billboard? So,
right, exactly.
See,
and that's why there are experts like you, Don. That's why you're there. Okay, we'll be back in another minute, and we will have more of a conversation with John LaRosa of Four Tier Strategies.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Welcome back to The Real Side with Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe tonight. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check us out in the chat on The Real Side on the webpage, or you can go on the Facebook and chit-chat live. I am here with John LaRosa talking about campaigns and elections and candidates. And John's been giving us some great tips and advice on the things that candidates should do or shouldn't do or questions they should ask. You can check out fourtierstrategies.com website, 10 questions to ask before running for office. And Tammy will be sharing the link after to 10 basic questions anyone should ask themselves or ask of a candidate, potential candidate, before they even think about running. To see if, what they come up with for answers. Now, John, we were talking about pretty much everything, but one of the most important things, even for local elections, is the fundraising aspect of it. And you have used various different types of fundraising, but Do you find that that is definitely, besides being the number one, because it's the number one on your list, that that's one of the most difficult things as well?
I think it's really difficult for many candidates to ask for an order, to go up to somebody. They feel like they're groveling. They feel it's like in any sales. A lot of salespeople hate to ask for the order. they want to just be friends with the people they're talking to, but they never get around to, now, can we do business today?
Right.
And candidates are no different than salespeople who are just a little, who are, you know, basically nice people, but they're not doing their job right. I coached thousands of salespeople in previous lives. I'm old now, so this politics isn't what I've done for my whole life. And one of the things I did was coaching salespeople and business owners. But it is hard. You're going to have to do it. So before you announce, convince yourself, I'm going to have to do it. And your campaign manager, if you get a campaign manager, should be telling you, these are the people you need to call and ask for money. Or, alternatively, these are the people you need to call and ask for a meeting, to sit down over coffee, to talk about your campaign, to get their input, and make them feel like they're part of it before you hit them up for money. So there's different ways to go about it. Of course, there's email fundraising, there's online fundraising, there's direct mail fundraising, there's all sorts of fundraising. But that's why you need a fundraising chairperson, preferably someone who's done it before and has, I'm dating myself now, a good Rolodex. Or people they know that they can count on to come to a meet and greet and show up, and if they like what they hear, have a check in hand or have an app where they can actually send you money immediately. But there's lots of ways to raise money. None of those ways are easy for candidates. If it were easy, a lot of people would be raising a lot more money than they are. So you have to convince yourself as a candidate, I'm going into this, I'm going to dedicate X amount of hours per day on fundraising, whether it's calls or meeting for coffee, chatting with potential donors. And if they won't donate, maybe they know that someone else who will, and get another meeting with that someone else. And then you have people on your campaign, preferably even volunteers at the beginning, that can set up events at a restaurant, you know, and just, hey, come to this Chinese buffet back room type thing, meet the candidate, you know, and if you like what you hear, chip in $10, you know, or $10 at the door, chip in what you want on that. At least you'll be meeting voters, which is another part of your job as a candidate, and then you never know who you're going to run into. You know, I mean, I met my business partner at a fundraiser, and we were joking around, having a cocktail or two, and he said, oh, by the way, I'm running for state rep. I'm going to get crushed. Want to help me? And I pretended to roll up a newspaper, and I said, no, don't ever say that. No, 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 no. And we had a good laugh about it, and then next thing you know, I was coaching him on how to torment the liberal who was in office and just make our life miserable. And before you knew it, we were getting a full hour on Michael Graham's show, or Brad was, because we were tormenting her so much online that she was feeling uncomfortable. Long story short, she could have just filed her papers and won because of the district. But she spent $80,000 on the campaign, which you know, $8 would have sufficed, I think. But, and then shortly thereafter, she resigned. So we like to say we expedited her retirement from the State House. So, and we did the same with Barney Frank when Sean Bilott ran against Barney, and you were actually
helpful
in helping us out with the Twisters.
I remember that well.
But, you know, Sean raised the money. We raised about $2 million online back then. Those days are over. Totally over. The money bomb days are over. So that little piece isn't happening anymore, especially on local level. It's definitely not going to happen. So you have to come up with creative ways to raise money. So bring in the fundraising chair and say, okay, here's your job. Your job is first to max out to my campaign. It's not going to get 10 people to do the same. And then those 10 people are going to serve on a committee, and they're going to tell their friends that they've got to max out to the campaign. If they can't, we'll pay $500. It doesn't take long for money to add up, so you have enough seed money to actually get a website, get some good graphic design, maybe put together a nice campaign video, get it started so you have some content on social media that your social media people can use to be effective and drive people to a website. And once you get to the website, you have someone who can analyze the data and use the data on the back end of the website to make the campaign run more efficiently and effectively. And that's really where Brad comes in, both on the web design end and the data analysis of your nation.
Right.
But I'll let him talk to you about that when he comes on the show to talk tech with you. But
definitely,
money makes the world go round. But I don't want to get the startup candidates totally freaked out, like so they never run for office. There are ways to raise money, and you don't have to outrage your opponent to win. And there are we talked about it in the break about the candidate that was outspent 4-5-1, but the money came from out of state or out of district, and the campaign, the underfunded campaign, used that to their advantage. And that turned off the voters in a local election. There are different ways to win. You know, Eric Cantor had more money than God, and Dave Brett clobbered him. Part of that was nobody liked Eric Cantor. Another part was Cantor spent more than $1 million promoting Dave Brett. No one heard of him before Cantor started spending money. So he made a lot of mistakes. But you have to have some. You know, we don't charge a lot for our services, and unlike the general perception that consultants are money grubbing, you know, they just steal money from campaigns. We're actually not that expensive, and under market rates in lots of cases. So we're not looking to get rich off this. We want some wins, and we'd like to help good, solid candidates win. They have to let go a little bit, though. They cannot micromanage their campaign, or they will lose.
Right. Now, just in case, before the music comes on, because you know what happens, why don't you tell people where they can, and we'll keep going until the music, you know, shuts me down.
Sure.
But, tell people where they can find you, because this has been a ton of information, and I'm hoping that, you know, people actually take this seriously and listen to you, because you know what you're talking about.
Well, thank you. It's just fourtierstrategies.com, FOURTIER, strategies.com. You can check out the insights section for a blog post from my business partner. I have a couple other ones up there, including three reasons why a candidate should not do their own social media. But you can go there. There's a contact section there. You can link to us on Facebook and Twitter there as well. So fourtierstrategies.com.
And like we've been talking about, if you've been listening and if you've tuned in, this applies to all kinds of elections, local campaigns, state campaigns, federal campaigns. You need people to help do things, and it's best to have experts help you if possible, because they know what they're talking about. They've probably seen the bad things. They've seen the bad, the good, and the ugly. Right, John?
Yes, occasionally the good. Yes, we could write it. If it weren't for non-disclosure agreements, the book I could write, man.
Oh, that would be so good.
We honored our agreements, so.
Yeah, now that would be
definitely. That's why I have the not naming names hashtag on all the time. not naming names. I feel like I need to vent a little bit here.
Now, I can only imagine what you guys deal with. Especially now, I mean, everybody's kind of in a frenzy, you know, trying to hurt, you know, there's primaries going on and whatever. Thank you, John, so much for coming on. Now, I'm so glad I got to have you for the full time this time. Thank you so much. And again, fourtierstrategies.com. If you're thinking about running, check them out first before you make any other decisions. And we'll be back. On the other side, go to the website, check out the stations and the times.